Russia takes advantage along southern front in Ukraine with attack helicopters, UK military intel. By Kurt Zindelka on June 17, 2023. British military intelligence has claimed that Russia has taken a temporary advantage along the critical southern front in Ukraine with the deployment of attack helicopters which have allowed Moscow's forces to fire long-range missiles at Kyiv's soldiers. In its latest update on the war in Ukraine, the UK Ministry of Defence has claimed that since the counter-offensive was launched by Ukraine earlier this month, Russia has moved an additional 20 attack helicopters to the Berdyansk airport, which is located around 100 kilometers behind the southern front and 81 kilometers from Mariupol. In the constant contest between aviation measures and countermeasures, it is likely that Russia has gained a temporary advantage in southern Ukraine, especially with attack helicopters employing longer-range missiles against ground targets, the MOD said in a statement. The admission comes just one day after an emergency military aid package to Ukraine from the United States, United Kingdom, Denmark, and the Netherlands was announced. The British Ministry of Defence said that the four nations would provide Ukraine with high-priority air defence equipment. The military aid package, according to the MOD, has already begun to be delivered and will be completed within several weeks. The initiative will deliver hundreds of short and medium-range air defense missiles and associated systems required to protect Ukraine's critical national infrastructure and further ensure the success of counter-offensive operations in coming months, the ministry said. Meanwhile, on Saturday morning, Russia's defense ministry claimed that a missile strike successfully destroyed a Ukrainian decision-making center on Friday. In a statement reported by Russian state media RT, the MOD claimed to have carried out a group strike with sea and air-based long-range precision weapons against one of the decision-making centers of the Ukrainian armed forces. The aim of the strike was achieved. The intended facility was hit, the ministry added, without specifying the location of the alleged command center. The ministry also published a video purporting to show the strike, with a missile being fired from a Russian naval vessel. In May, Russia claimed to have bombed Ukrainian decision-making centers in Ukraine following an alleged drone attack in Moscow. The Kremlin claimed that the building it struck was where terrorist attacks on Russian soil were being planned under the guidance of specialists from Western intelligence agencies. Vladimir Putin later revealed that the missile strike hit the headquarters of the Ukrainian military's main intelligence directorate, GUR, saying, "We've been talking about the possibility of striking the decision-making centers." Naturally, Ukraine's military intelligence headquarters falls into such a category, and it was hit 2 or 3 days ago. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.